let's, Jesse, we'll stay with you. Let's talk about dollars and cents.
My favorite subject.
Yeah. Would you like to say a word or two regarding your current sponsors and partners?
We are so very blessed. You know, we have global brands like Canon, Singapore Airlines, Dynasty Travel, and even Select Group. They have been with us. Canon, I would say we are coming into our 15th year or so. And it has been an awesome partnership. And the support that SQ give to our team when they travel, you know, they don't travel light. Literally, they don't travel light. Yeah. So it's so immense to have that kind of support. So in that aspect, we have been so, so very blessed. Then again, it's my next favorite subject, support by SportSG. I have to say we get decent, annually we get decent support. But then again, it's typical Singaporean, money is never enough. If we have been, you know, if we have more funding, then definitely we would be more daring, more courageous in the goals we're going to set for ourselves. So unfortunately, the goals we set for ourselves are limited by what we think our funding is going to be.
Okay.
So had it been a little bit more generous, then I think then, you know, as you may know, I have new council members. They're younger, they have more energy level, they have different goals, they have different dreams. So if we have different, our funding is a little bit more enhanced, definitely I would like to see this new team in our council be able to reach out to new new frontiers for Singapore bowling.
Okay, so if that is the concern, a major concern, what then is the ideal amount that you're hoping to one day be able to have to run all of your programs?
Double of what we have is a pretty good number to start.
okay, double, all right. We'll keep the numbers confidential.
I don't want to be brought to task for disclosing numbers, because it's the same thing, it's a level of trust between partners. It's the same thing. We're immensely proud of our sponsors, but it is the sponsorship level is not something that we publicly announce.
Yes.
But you have to say that we are over the moon with their support.
Okay, that's good news.
Yes.
Do you have one or two big plans for the sport in the near future which would require even more financial resources?
If we're allowed to dream big, of course, then I've always looked at the Singapore sporting scene and wondered, why do we sponsor other sporting events to come to Singapore? You're growing someone else's event. Why don't you put your money into Singapore? Grow your own event. We don't need instant trees. We can stay the course, build up an event that is very Singapore. It will not go to the next highest bidder. It's not going to go to Shenzhen or Dubai, because they offer double the you know, quantum.
Yep.
Let's build our own Singapore events. And if I am given that kind of support, I promise you we're going to have a bowling event that others will talk about for a long time more to come.
Nice, nice. Okay. Are you still lobbying for 10-pin bowling to be included in the Olympic Games? I know this has been talked about for years.
We have had many missed opportunities. It's very sad for someone who holds bowling so dear to her heart. As you may know, I have been the president for FIQ for 4 years, and it is sad to know that we are one of the most equal opportunity sport out there, and to be denied an opportunity to be a feature in the Summer Games. It is my hope that World Bowling will work smarter, and hopefully within my lifetime, I get to see it in the games.
Okay. I'm sure we will. It's just a matter of time. Huiford, what are you busy working towards currently?
Currently, other than bowling and working at the gym, I'm also having this private coaching with a personal development trainer.
Okay.
So he's helping me to widen my lens as to how I see the world and how I see certain issues and how certain emotions have different energy and how it will affect us and how we can let it go or use it to our advantage.
Wow. about.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a major international event which you're keeping your eye on?
That would be Asian Bowling Championship and World Singles.
Okay. Coach Elmi, is there a specific target for the men's in 2020?
I think the main target for them will be the Asian Bowling Championships, because mm-hmm. this year is a qualifying tournament for the World Combined Championships.
Yeah.
So you got to be like top 8 in Asia to qualify for the tournament.
Okay.
So for the men, our main goal for this year will be the team for ABC.
Okay. And yeah. I understand there are one or two other main events as well.
Yeah. So the other main event will be the World Singles, which is in the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Where every country they send 2 male, 2 female bowlers to compete. Yeah.
Okay. And the World Youth as well.
Yes, the World Youth. The World Youth will be somewhere in July in Peru.
Peru,
wow, yeah.
South America.
Yeah.
Where is it July? I thought end of the year.
No, it's July. They shifted the date. Yeah.
Oh, they shifted it. Yeah,
I thought together, right?
Yeah.
They shifted it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But July, August, around there, July, August, that month. Yeah.
Yeah. But a trip from Singapore all the way to Peru,
I think it's about 30 something.
30 hours.
Right?
Yeah. 30 hours. The traveling hours are crazy. So, so the team has to learn how to, acclimatize to the great change in the time zone. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. As president of Singapore Bowling, Jesse Pua, we'll let you have the last word. What would you like to see both of our national teams achieve in 2020?
Well, Helmi has already shared the events that are coming up. Mm. As president of Singapore Bowling, of course, I really, truly hope the team will continue. And this is at all levels, whether it's men, women or youth. I really hope that they will continue to soar high and, achieve even greater success, and for every one of the bowlers, I wish they can achieve their goals.
And perhaps a message to the fans of bowling in Singapore, and yourself being at the helm of Singapore Bowling for 18 years. The fact that you are today the longest serving president of an NSA based in today's context. So what would you like to say to them?
Gosh, I feel old already. Bowling cannot be where it is today without a very, very enthusiastic and supportive Singapore. So, to the whole of Singapore, I hope you will continue to support us. Wish our team well, cheer them on. I'm sure they can feel the cheer, and they will continue to bring home greater sporting glory for Singapore.
Okay. Jesse, Huifen, Helmi, thank you very much for coming on board SG Sports Uncut. And we wish you the very best of success, in Tenpin Bowling and in your own personal careers as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much. And we hope you enjoyed this discussion with our friends from Singapore Bowling. Things are certainly looking bright and positive for our national bowlers for the coming years. Well, if you have any concerns or feedback about this show, feel free to drop us an email at sgsportsuncut@gmail.com. Till the next time, I'm Raj Kumar. Bye for now.